The Holy Night by Selma Lagerlöf. When I was 5 years old, I experienced a great sadness. I don't think if I have had a greater since. It was then that my grandmother died. Until then, she used to sit every day on the corner sofa in her room and tell story. I remember that my grandmother told story after story from morning till night, and that we children sat beside her quietly and listened. It was a wonderful life. No other children had such a great childhood as we did. I can't remember much about my grandmother, but I remember that she had very beautiful snow-white hair, that she stooped when she walked, and that she was always knitting a stocking. I remember that when she had finished a story, she used to rest her hand on my head and say, "All this is as true as that I see you and you see me." I also remember that she would sing songs. But this she did not do every day. One of the songs was about a knight and a sea troll, and had this refrain: "It blows cold, cold weather at sea." I also remember a little prayer she taught me and a hymn verse. Most of the stories she told me are just a faint memory. Only one of them I remember well enough that I should be able to repeat it. It is a story about Jesus' birth. Well, that's almost everything I can remember about my grandmother. But what stands out the most is my profound loneliness when she was no longer with us. I remember the morning the corner sofa was empty, struggling to understand how the days would ever pass again. That moment is etched into my memory. I'll never forget it. I also remember how we kids were encouraged to kiss our grandmother's hand one final time, a gesture that initially frightened us, but someone reminded us that it would be our last chance to thank her for all her joy in our lives. I can't forget how the stories and songs that once filled our home were suddenly gone, sealed away in a long black casket, never to return. I remember feeling as if something had vanished from our lives. It was as though a door to a magical, enchanting world we'd freely visited before had suddenly closed, and there was no one left who knew how to unlock it. Over time, we kids began to play with dolls and toys, learning to live like other children. Gradually, it seemed as if we no longer missed our grandmother or even remembered the unique world she had opened for us. Even now, 40 years later, as I sit here compiling legends about Christ that I've gathered from my travels in the Orient, the tale about Jesus' birth that my grandmother told me comes back to life within me. I feel compelled to share it, to include it in this collection of mine. It was Christmas Day, and everyone else had gone to church, leaving my grandmother and me behind. We were home alone, excluded from the festivities because we were deemed too old and too young to attend. Both of us felt a sense of sadness for missing out on the early Mass, the singing, and the glow of the Christmas candle. But in that moment of shared loneliness, my grandmother began to tell a story. My grandmother began, "There was a man who ventured out into the dark of night seeking lit coals to start a fire. He knocked on doors from hut to hut, pleading, 'Dear friends, help me. My wife has just given birth, and I must make a fire to keep her and our newborn warm.' But it was the dead of night, and everyone was asleep. No one answered his calls for help. Determined, the man continued on his quest. Finally, he saw the distant glow of a fire. Drawn to its warmth, he discovered it was an open fire, surrounded by a flock of sleeping sheep, with an old shepherd keeping watch. As the man approached, he noticed 3 large dogs asleep at the shepherd's feet. Upon sensing his presence, the dogs woke up, their jaws gaping as if ready to bark, but not a single sound came out. He saw their fur bristle and their white teeth glisten in the firelight. They lunged at him, one aiming for his leg, another for his hand, and the third going for his throat. Yet, despite their aggression, their jaws and teeth failed to harm him. Moving forward to get what he came for, the man found the sheep so closely packed that he couldn't walk through them. Undeterred, he stepped onto their backs, walking over them to reach the fire. Astonishingly, not a single sheep woke up or shifted in response. Up to this point, I had let my grandmother tell her story uninterrupted, but now my curiosity got the better of me. "Why didn't the dogs hurt the man, grandmother?" I asked. "All in good time, you'll find out," said my grandmother, continuing her tale. As the man neared the fire, the shepherd finally looked up. He was a gruff older man, known for his unfriendliness and harsh demeanor.